Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Juanita A. Gray, Gray.
Can I verify your email address?
My email is lowercase juanita.gray 2529 at gmail.com.
Telephone number?
Error code 260-704-1368.
And verify your shipping address.
Okay, is I ordered whatever they sent that was shipped. Nothing got shipped to me, but my address is 5108 Winter Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm calling because I called yesterday to check my account or do it on the phone, and they said it was a pending charge of $56.95 coming out of my account. So I called my bank to see what that was. They looked at it and seen by that charge, by that $56.95, it was this phone number. So I just talked to somebody before I talked to you. She didn't want to connect me with you. I did not, well, she said in September, something about a cookware. I didn't order no cookware. No cookware never came to my house. And I want my money back in my account. I was like, I mean, I don't know. I ain't do that. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for security of the account, please?
My shipping address, my address is 5108 Winter Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and there was nothing shipped here for me.
Yes, no, ma'am. I get that, ma'am. There wasn't anything shipped. Okay. I pulled up your account for the Discount Shopping Star membership and the sweepstakes entry to win the cookware. Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing on September 24th to win the cookware. Looks like they also signed up for the Discount Shopping Store membership. Now, you are stating that you did not enter the sweepstakes drawing on September 24th. Is that correct?
No.
So you did?
No, I didn't. I don't remember. Recall me. Enter no contacts in there for two. I mean, I didn't know cookware ever came to my house. So how is they taking money out for cookware?
The charge is not for a cookware, ma'am. The charge is for the Discount Shopping Store membership.
Okay, well, what is the $56.95 for? That was taken out of my pending to be taken out of my account yesterday, on the 12th. I mean, on the 12th. Yeah, yesterday. Well, yes, on the 12th.
Okay, that's what I just explained, ma'am. The $56.95 was for the Discount Shopping Store membership, not the cookware.
Okay, well, I'm not finna get ready to pay for no membership for $56 for what? I don't know nothing about that. But no membership.
I understand that, ma'am. That's why you were transferred over to me, the fraud department. Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does comes back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you can be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Yes, I will.
Okay. That information has been sent over.
What did you say about an IP? What is that?
An IP address?
Yeah. What
they
does that
have
mean?
Them on computers, tablets, cell phones, so they can track the device that placed this order.
Okay.
So that information has been sent over for the beginning of this investigation. We did refund the most recent charge, which will be the $56.95 charge that was just charged on Monday, which was December 12th. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your card. prior to the investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. So it, when I it said it was pending, so charge was pending. So did they take it out yet, or?
It was already charged on Monday, ma'am. It's just showing pending on your end.
Okay, could you, and the first lady says she's gonna take my card or something off of that, off of this, whatever this is going on.
It's already been done, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support.
All righty.